USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A huge comeback in the fourth quarter and the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years. They beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Miami, and a huge night for coach Andy Reid, who wins his 222nd game on 2-2-20. It's his first Super Bowl win. Millions watching as President Trump sits down for a pre-Super Bowl interview with Sean Hannity on Fox. He's asked if he will be able to work with Democrats going forward.
They don't care about fairness. They don't care about lying. You look at the lies. You look at the reports that were done that were so false. The level of hypocrisy. So I'm not sure that they can do it, to be honest. I think they just want to win, and it doesn't matter how they win.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There is an eighth confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide. More than 300 people have died now in China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting Kazakhstan as the country shares a 1,000-mile border with China. He's there discussing the coronavirus.
The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention maintains a presence in your country here in Kazakhstan. We're helping your Ministry of Health track potential cases, and we're translating our CDC guidelines into Russian for your government.
And Pompeo telling reporters,
just as we've gone to great lengths to help Americans afflicted by the virus, so too will we go to great lengths to help our friends here in Kazakhstan deal with it. It's the right thing to do, and we'll continue to provide assistance as long as you should need it.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of the Democrats trailing in recent polls of Iowa caucus goers, promising to press on regardless of how things turn out Monday night in the state. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Most recent polls in Iowa have Amy Klobuchar with about 15% support, putting her behind candidates Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg. But then again, the rest of the hopefuls are down at 1 or 2%. Klobuchar says it's way too early for her to consider packing it in.
I'm going to New Hampshire no matter what. There's a debate. I'm on the debate stage. I've got the endorsements of every major paper in New Hampshire. And so, of course, I'm going there. We have a strong operation there and then going beyond.
She was speaking on Fox News Sunday. I'm Chris Barnes.
Turns out college students may be left out of the 2020 census, USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
A student privacy law will complicate the U.S. Census Bureau's ability to get complete information about students living in college-run housing for the nation's headcount, according to the warning the U.S. Department of Education has sent to universities. Because of the decades-old privacy law, university administrators will not be able to disclose students' sex, race, or Hispanic origin, if asked. The 2020 count will help determine the allocation of $1.5 trillion in federal spending dollars and how many congressional seats each state gets. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.